perhaps explain to someone what a blog is, who perhaps they've never read it or experienced it and know the sort of the finer details, if you like.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Guardian Local project, the idea is to sort of go out into cities. The Guardian's obviously based in London, and it was a chance for the Guardian to connect to some of their readers on a local level. So there's a beat blogger in Cardiff, Edinburgh and Leeds, so it's not just me. But the idea is that we'll create a sort of rolling news blog, a rolling news of different stories of stuff going on in Cardiff. A blog's quite malleable because, you know, you can do different types of tone for the blog. So, of course, we've got our news stories, and that's quite hard news journalism. It's the sort of traditional nuts and bolts of journalism there, so just letting people know what's going on in Cardiff. But then we'll have some comment pieces, and then we also have guest posts, which is basically sort of different people contributing to the blog and writing their story for the blog.
We had Dave King on the show not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, who runs the Cardiff Rivers Group, and you give them a lot of good publicity.
Yeah.
I think that's great for the community groups because that's a soundboard that they wouldn't ever
exactly.
get.
I mean, it was one of the aims of the Guardian Local project is to really shine a light on some of those community stories that you might not read about in the Echo or might not get as much coverage elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do try and focus on community-based stories, and we also focus on the council, which might be a bit boring for some, but I think people have begun to engage with that a lot more than they would have done. So really looking at how decisions are made in Cardiff, really important decisions that affect a lot of people.
And things like you've got on there, Fix My Street, essentially. So if you've got any issues and how to connect into your councillors and how to raise any issues, which is a great platform that potentially with anyone, you've got to make the line of least resistance, haven't you? So it's there, you can connect into it very, very easily.
It's just another way for you to engage with the local authority, which you might not have been able to do before. So it's good.
What are some of your favourite Cardiff-based blogs?
Oh, gosh, I might annoy a lot of people by not mentioning it. We've got a great blogosphere in Cardiff.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely thrived in the last year as well. And we meet up actually face-to-face once every couple of months, and we have a sort of Cardiff bloggers meetup, which is really good fun because often you're chatting to these people online, and once you meet them face-to-face, you're more likely to sort of help them out online if they get stuck or maybe collaborate together on a map or something like that. But no, I mean, there's tons. I don't know if I could pick out some because I would probably
because you're annoyed that, well, that's fine. I think more essentially then the advice to our listeners how they can connect into that, because you use the word the blogosphere, some of the terminology obviously.
Well, yeah, no, it sounds a bit sort of alien really, but essentially the blogosphere is just people blogging in Cardiff,
right?
And you call it the blogosphere because you're a network, and building on that network is part of the meetups, because you know you could call yourself a blogosphere and never have met these people before, but the idea is to sort of really cement those relationships by meeting up face to face. And I think the way Cardiff students can get involved is that, I mean, there's tons of ways. In terms of online, of course, you can get in there, start commenting on some people's blogs, maybe start a blog of your own,
or
follow people on Twitter and sort of start engaging with them online and just having a little bit of a conversation. And then very, very welcome to come along to the bloggers meets. And what we often do is have a short talk from someone about blogging and different, you know, ideas and share some experiences. And the very first one we did was how to set up a blog as well. So, you know, that we do talk about some of the basics as well as some of the more developed ideas.
And you also hold, I believe last week it was like a surgery where people who perhaps have no knowledge or a little bit of knowledge can get involved. So you had the surgeons and the patients essentially meeting together, trying to connect in and helping each other out.
Yeah, I mean, the idea behind they're called social media surgeries. Again, it's probably a bit of an alienating title. But yeah, essentially it's for people that have absolutely zilch idea of how to get involved with social media and how to use the internet, but if they knew how to use it, it'd probably enhance what they do. So they tend to be sort of voluntary community groups or you know, those of a generation that perhaps haven't got to grips with these tools, and we just sit down with them one-to-one for free and give them that advice.
And I think that's an important term, that free, because it is a platform that they can really utilize that doesn't cost them anything apart from a little bit of time and effort, but essentially essentially, that you can get your real community messages out there, you can get your campaigns out there, connect in with other people that are writing about issues and concerns in Cardiff, and suddenly you've built up this network without even having to try, you know, potentially that hard.
Yeah, really. And I mean, once people find out ways that they can use these social media tools that will help them, they get so excited because, you know, they've been struggling for weeks to try and do something, and suddenly they see an online way of doing it, and it just sort of works and clicks into place. And it's the Cardiff Blogging Network that helps out.
Sounds.
Because they understand the social capital of learning how to use, yeah, blogs and things like that.
I think we find it time and time again with our student audience as well. The traditional way of putting up posters and flyering and leaflets, you know, you walk into any student's property, you walk into the door, and there's just a pile of leaflets or pile of flyers that are ignored, essentially. And, you know, these relatively new social networking ways of getting people involved are really important.
I think sometimes the old ways still can be important, but using them at the right times and sort of working out when
in conjunction.
Do it online.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Hannah, you have a blog, but if I could ask, are you at all involved with microblogging, such as Twitter?
Yes, I am. I tweet all the time, every day. So, yeah, no, I know Twitter quite well.
Are you
well.
Quite an advocate of the positives that can be used from it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Twitter's grown massively since it started off. And, journalists need to learn how to use it for them because it's not right for everything. But lots of people use it, just like, you know, people use Facebook for different things. It's the same kind of thing. So.
There's a really interesting point that I've got here about Twitter. You tweeted about our Christmas pickers, and we're going to be talking about this litter pick that we organised last night a little bit later in the show. But you tweeted that, and we had a couple of volunteers who specifically saw that tweet and
That's
came
brilliant.
Along to get involved. So they came along with their Santa hats and bits and pieces to do some litter picking. And I think they're people that we never would have been able to reach had something like that not been utilised.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So yeah, thank you very much for that. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you very much for that. Now, you mentioned that you have the bloggers meeting up. I think you've got one on Tuesday at Pika Pika. So essentially, what's that involved? Because obviously a lot of this is online, but then you're meeting face-to-face. Is that quite different?
Yeah.
A different experience?
Yeah, it is. I mean, on Tuesday, it's a purely social event because we've been meeting up all year, and I think our brains are a little bit fried, and you know, it's Christmas time, and essentially we're just going to have a bit of a social night and have a drink. But as I said before, sometimes we have speakers sort of talking about different aspects of blogging. So we've looked at how to start a blog, blogging for a niche audience, and yeah, blogging for a campaign as well. We looked at the Save the Vulcan blog, and Rachel Thomas came to talk to us about that. So we've had different speakers come in, and each time we get about 40 odd different people, and often about two-thirds of those are new faces.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're always expanding that network and building on those relationships.
I can heavily recommend any of our listeners to go and get involved in that meeting. I went along to one of them, and they're such an informative platform, but also a great way you were talking about earlier about forging networks, meeting people around the area, and how important that is.
And they're free again.
And free. And actually, I believe the free drinks and mince pies have actually gone.
They've sold out. Yeah,
but essentially,
I mean,
still come along.
Definitely. I mean, we always have sort of free drinks, but yeah, no, they've sold out. So still come along. And I think it can be a bit daunting for students, sort of suddenly coming to an event where it's just full of, you know, non-students talking about funny things, but I think it's well worth coming along and having a look.
Yeah, and that's Tuesday night from 7 o'clock.
Yeah, from 7 p.m. at Pika Pika.
At Pika Pika
on Westgate Street.
On Westgate Street, that's brilliant. Now we ask a lot of our guests how they make the most out of their time in Cardiff, and how they recommend that students make the most out of their time in Cardiff. Have you got any interesting bits of advice?
Well, when I was at university, I obviously got involved in the paper, and that took up a lot of time. I did, you know, lots of things like that. But I haven't seen any students at the Cates PACT meeting, which is a partnerships and communities meeting with the police and councillors. And there's always residents there complaining about students, and it'd be great to see some students go. And I think that would begin to sort of calm down some of the debates that the residents have about how to deal with certain aspects of student life being in Cates, because there's a massive there's a massive group of residents that live there as well. And that's what I would recommend to students in Cardiff.
And for our listeners, they do that CATE's PAC meeting is on Monday. And you can look on the, I'm not sure exactly where the venue is this week, but you can look on ourbobby.com. It's also on the Car Difference blog as well. We have information about that for you on Monday. But we also host them at the Students' Union. It's something that we've been doing very recently for exactly that reason, trying to get students engaged, trying to break down some of the perceptions and some of the barriers and some of the myths involved.
Yeah.
Just before we leave then, I think a lot of our listeners, perhaps some of our journalist students, would be very interested how they can get involved in Guardian Cardiff. Some of the entry points, you mentioned that you do guest blog posts.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a number of ways that people can get involved. Obviously, one of the most obvious one is the guest posts. So we can have as many as we like. And, you know, we're really eager to get guest posts on a range of topics. So it might be a feature, a review, a news report. And basically, you just email me and it's cardiff.local@guardian.co.uk.
Okay, just give that address again.
Obviously, go in and comment on some of the posts as well. You can also submit your photos to our Flickr pool, which is with Guardian Cardiff on Flickr. And you know, if you're a photographer and want to see your Cardiff photographs up there, then submit that photo there, and then you know, you can get involved with us, getting hold of some local government data or making a map. Like, there's lots of ways, so just drop me an email.
I'm sure you want students to do any research for them. You know, they might have some pressing stories of their own or concerns of their
own.
Yeah, maybe.
And do you know what? If they want to just have a chat with me, like, you know, I totally valued journalists when I was a student, sort of just having a chat to have a bit of advice or maybe do a little workshop or show them some tools. So if they want to just have a chat with me, then drop me an email as well.
Well, Hannah, thank you very much. I think that's, you know, there's no greater offer than that. So I'd encourage our listeners to take you up on that. Can you give us the email address again?
Yeah, it's cardiff.local@guardian.co.uk, and the web address for the blog is guardian.co.uk/Cardiff.
And we recommend that everyone goes and has a look at that. Hannah, thank you very much for coming to the studio.
That's
been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
I hope it wasn't too nerve-wracking.
No, it was lovely.
That's excellent. So we've got Come Together by the Beatles coming up for you. And we'll be back telling you a little bit about what's on next week and what's on this weekend on the Car Difference show.